Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. In the Project and Export Finance space, on our headline news offering, TXF spoke with Tor Mosselgaard, head of European power trading at Dansk Commodities, to discuss the Danish energy trading house's role in accelerating the energy transition. Having last year signed a 15-year PPA to offtake electricity from the world's largest offshore wind farm, Dogger Bank A and B in the UK. On our essentials news front, on the project and export side, Cambodia's electricity utility EDC opened the bids for the tender of the 40 megawatt National Solar Park Project Phase 2. And Asian Development Bank disclosed this week that it had approved a $55 million loan to Dilip Buildcom's project company, which is converting India's National Highway 16 from 2 lanes to 6. Over in the commodity finance space, commodity and trade collateral management specialist Drum Risk is launching Drum Advisory to fill the gap in the market for specialized borrowing base audits. Brazilian miner Vale has established an executive office exclusively for sustainability. And the European Investment Bank has agreed a 50 million euro loan to French agro-food group Avril to finance innovation projects in the fields of plant proteins and chemistry. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, the Chinese yuan is making deeper inroads as a currency of choice for cross-border payments, with global transactions climbing last month to their highest levels since January 2016. And the EBRD is providing $100 million in new funds to Turkey's Denizbank to finance companies' investments in green technologies and support women-led businesses. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.